जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी। यमुना तीरावनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी। यमुना तीरावनचारी। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभुपाद नित्य गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल गौर हरि बोल ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रवक्षाचार्य सूत्र श्री श्रीमदभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रवक्षाचार्य सूत्र श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की संवेद भक्त वृंद की गौर प्रवनंदे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1st, Chapter 14, Verse Number 31st. Susenas charu deshnas cha Sambo jambavata sutaha Annecha karshani pravaraha Suputra rishabhadayaha सुसेनश्चारु देशनश्च सांबो जांबवती सुतः अन्ये च कार्षणी प्रवराः सपुत्रा ऋषभादयः सुसेनश्चारु देशनश्च सांबो जांबवती सुतः अन्ये च कार्षणी प्रवराः सुपुत्र ऋषभादयः सुसेनश्चारुदेशनश्च सांबो जांबवती सुतः अन्ये च कार्षणी प्रवराः वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग सुशेषना सुसेन चारुदेशन च एंड सांब सांब जांबवती सुतः द सन ऑफ जांबवती अन्ये अदर्स च ऑल्सो कार्ष्णी द सन ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्ण प्रवराह ऑल चिफ्टेन्स सपुत्राः अलोंग विद देयर सन्स ऋषभ ऋषभ आदयः इटीसी ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन आर ऑल द चिफ्टेन्स सन्स ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्ण सच एज सुसेन चारुदेशन सांबा द सन ऑफ जांबवती एंड ऋषभ अलोंग विद देयर सन्स All doing well, purport. As already mentioned, Lord Krishna married 16,108 wives, and each of them had 10 sons. Therefore, 16,108 into 10, 1 lakh, that is equal to 1,61,080 sons. They all grew up, and each of them had as many sons as their father, and the whole aggregate was something near 1,61,80,800 family members of the Lord. The Lord is father of all living beings who are countless in number. Therefore, only a few of them are called to associate with the Lord in his transcendental pastimes as the Lord of Dwarka on this earth. It is not astonishing that the Lord maintained a visible family consisting of so many members. It is better to refrain from comparing the Lord's position to ours. And it becomes a simple truth. As soon as we understand at least a partial calculation of the Lord's transcendental position. King Yudhishthir, while inquiring about the Lord's sons and grandsons at Dwarka, mentioned only the chieftains amongst them. For it was impossible for him to remember all the names of the Lord's family members. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्री गुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं सागर जातान् सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं सावद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान् सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Thank you, Raj, for giving me this opportunity to speak something on Bhagavatam so that I can purify myself and it may help in the understanding of scriptures. Here in this text, translation I will read again. Are all the chieftain sons of Lord Krishna, such as Susena, Charudeshna, Samba, the son of Jambavati, and Rishabha, along with their sons, all doing well? So in this text, Yudhishthir Maharaj is asking questions to Arjuna about the different family members, how they are doing in Dwarka. So as the chapter starts, this chapter, which is entitled The Disappearance of Lord Krishna, so in this, Arjuna has first described that in the previous verses, initial verses of this chapter, that he went to Dwarka to know about the future plan or further plan of Krishna, what he is going to do. And he has gone there, and since that 7 months have almost passed, more than 7 months has passed, and he has not returned. So Yudhishthir Maharaj is becoming little bit anxious that why he has not returned. Are our relatives there all well or not? And in the meantime, he sees that so many bad omens are appearing in the sky, in the season, at different signs in the nature. So seasons are changing abruptly. Different seasons are appearing at another different season's time. People's behavior are changing. So based on all these observations, he is asking Bhima that, is that the time which Narad Muni was saying earlier, that time has come which was about the Lord Krishna living or winding up his pastime in this material world. So he is asking all this, and from verse 24, he, just before 21st, 23rd verse, Arjuna has returned, and Parikshit Maharaj is asking you, so why are you appearing so dull? What is the reason? Please speak, how our relatives are. So he is asking Arjuna about his condition, about the condition of Arjuna, and also simultaneously he is inquiring that how my relatives are there in Dwarka. He is asking about the welfare of relatives. So different levels of relatives he is asking questions about in different verses. First he is asking about how is the Kula, the different dynasty, Vrishni, Andhaka. So in general he is asking. Then he comes to near relative of Krishna like paternal uncle, paternal grandfather, Nana, Mama, like Vasudev. So he's asking about them. Then about the wives like Devaki, Vasudev, the wife of Vasudev, Devaki, and her seven sisters. How are they? How their sons are doing? And then finally he asks about Balram's well-being, and then he starts about these two verses, the previous verse and this verse 30 and 31st. He is asking about the well-beings of Krishna's sons. And further, in the next verses, we will see whom he is asking about the well-being of. So, in this, I would like to discuss about the what Yudhishthira Maharaj was asking, seeing the different bad omens in the nature, that the seasons are changing abruptly. One season is appearing at the time of another season. Like when summer is there, suddenly rain starts. And when the rainy season is there, no rain is there, or very less rain is there. All these signs are very much visible nowadays. Earlier also it was visible, but the frequency was very less. But now the frequency is increasing, and as it is said in the scriptures that as the time will progress of Kali Yuga, this frequency will increase all the more. We see in the rainy season, there is hardly sometimes somewhere in the rain, and where the rain is also proper, the time when it is the time is to harvest the crops, suddenly rain starts. Like for paddy field rice, if the rain starts at the time when there is season to harvest, what will happen? All the field will be filled with water. And if some winds blows, and the whole paddy will lay down in the water. So whole thing which has been, the farmer was saying that now this year I have got good harvest, but now he's not able to reap that. He's not able to take it to the home because all thing has been lost. So all such things are seen. In winter season you will see suddenly the winter is not there, or winter is too much. That is giving so much pain. Similar, the sourcing heat of the summer is there. So seasons are changing. So all these are a sign of degradation of the yuga in general. People also change their behavior. This season not only changes in seasonal changes, but also happens in human behavior. We see that a child who is supposed to be very very happy, very not thinking of so much about the worldly affair. That when you look at a simple child nowadays, 7-8 years old, he will give you a stern look, as if he is some very grown up man. And when you see a young people or adult, they behave like children, thinking that this is a sign of jolliness. But this is not sign of jolliness, this is childish. So this is the degradation, what people, the season changes in people behavior also. What should happen in childhood, that happens in young age, or what should happen in young or adult, that comes in childhood. So different seasonal changes happen in bodily bodies of human beings also. So Krishna here says in this verse that Yudhishthira Maharaj is relating that how Krishna is having 10 sons from each of his wives. So in total, the total son of Krishna was 1,61,080 sons. And further, each of his sons were having 10 children. So that comes around 1,61,00,000. So Lord is, in the purport is written that Lord is father of all beings who are countless in number. And here, just few number are shown regarding the countless number. So this number is also for us, although we are able to count, but it is countless. If someone says one has, one's sons and grandsons are full, just next generation is full with, whole Mumbai is full with his generation, it is hard. We are not able to believe that. But what is the population of Mumbai? Few crores. So Krishna's children, grandchildren were almost comprising of this much population. So only Krishna's sons and children were there. Then other dynasties were also there in Dwarka, in that city of Dwarka. So if we see these numbers, then we will be bewildered. So but Prabhupada is writing here that, so to understand that he has so many children should not be difficult. But what happens that some people don't accept this fact. They don't accept this humanly inhuman activity. Because they have not seen any human around us having so many children. So for them, it becomes difficult. So for them, it becomes very difficult to mentally digest for them all these facts. For them, God can create, annihilate, and do rest of the things, and also can do rest of the thing by remotely situated somewhere, but he can't come personally and do all such activities. Sometime when Lord has performed and he has done all this leela, those who are not atheist, those who are theist, but they try to defend Lord in their own way, because other people are trying to criticize Lord. So they will say, no, this leela has not happened. There is some twist in this. So they will try to restrict Lord's leela according to their own capacity, their own mental capacity. But it is not like that. Whatever Lord has done, and it is written in the scripture properly, if we consult the scriptures in a proper way, through a bona fide way, then we will be guided that how these things are there and they are true, and we can get benefit out of all these things. So these type of people are having little faith. They are actually not atheist completely, but they are not in touch with the proper scripture or not in proper guidance. That's why they are bewildered. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that avajananti mam udha manusim tanu masritam param bhavam ajananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. That who are fool, they don't know my nature. That I am param bhavam, that I am beyond the material conceptions, that not my form is not material, and that I am Lord of all living entities. So they don't know. That's why they are doing. And the purport Prabhupada writes there that in Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter 11th verse, that this mudha may not appear mudha, what we literally say mudha. They may be very good academics, having very good academic background, logician, but their conclusion are most of the time not correct. So it is not that one who is having brain is very sharp and intelligent person, his conclusions are always right. No. Even we see that those people who are miscreants, they are also having very good intelligence, but they apply their intelligence in a very bad way, in a wrong way. Hitler or any person you see who are misusing their position, how they are doing? They are not just fools. They are bewildered by the material energy, and they are utilizing the material energy for their own sense gratification, to harm others and ultimately to harm themselves also. So these people are very much having good logics, but they are applying their logic and brain in a wrong way. If someone wants to properly utilize his intelligence, then he should focus on the scriptures, what the scriptures are saying. Then only he can get benefit. It is said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Karah Vichar Vichar Karite Chitte Pave Chamatkar. So if you are indeed interested in logic and argument, kindly apply it to the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you do so, you will find it to be strikingly wonderful. So if we apply our logic at such place, then we will able to get benefit from all the pastimes of the Lord which are happening, which are described in the scriptures. Otherwise, we will keep on speculating about the subject matters, what has been written here, and will not come to the right conclusions. And even Prabhupada says in Bhagavad Gita that these people, even mostly, they reach on wrong conclusion. Their conclusion is mostly wrong. Prabhupada says there that he gives example of Brahmaji, and he says that how he is praising him, that how he is praising Krishna, that Ishvara Parama Krishna, and his form is not material, Sachidananda Vigraha. So material bodies cannot perform such wonderful acts which Krishna is performing. So when such people see that these are the wonderful acts, they try to deny it. They only try to support those activities which are humanly possible. Otherwise, they deny it. One example is that from the like, if you see, not about the Lord only, even the person who are there in the Mahabharata, like Bhim and other Pandavas, their activities are also not on the humanly platform of what we observe today. Arjuna can fight so much. Bhima was having so much power to eat, to fight. When he used to roar, people used to get faint by just his roaring. So all these persons, their height, their bodily strength, we can't even think of. We can't even imagine 10,000, the strength of 10,000 elephant was there with Bhima. We cannot find a single person who is having right now the strength of one elephant. What to about one elephant? One lion will not get the. And what to say about one lion? Even people are not having strength of one human being. So this is the condition of the today's people. So they will think that all those things which are written here, they are fantasy, the fairy tales. So for them it is difficult to believe. But if we apply our logic properly, then we can see how things are degrading. How by logics we can come to a conclusion that strength and everything are decreasing. When we don't follow the proper habits, proper rules, then our strength decreases. If you eat junk food, what will happen? You will not be healthy. Gradually our strength will decrease. So to increase our strength, to increase our longevity, a proper food style, proper behavior, all these things are required. When we don't follow, we fall sick. And as the time passes by from Dwapara to Kali Yuga, all these things are rampant in degradation. The food behavior, the eating behavior, the sleeping behavior, the resting behavior, ahar, vihar. So all these things affects the person's longevity, his strength. So as time passes by, the people will become all the more weak, all the more susceptible to the material nature. So if we want to keep our strength at maximum, at most efficient, then we should follow what Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, how we should regulate our life, how we should regulate in our eating, in our recreation. And in that way, we can at least be what we have been given, what we have been provided with our current body. Otherwise, that is also not many times possible to perform properly. So if one applies logic, then gradually he will see that how human beings are gradually declining in their strength, declining in their longevity. So in that way one can think, yes, whatever is written in the scriptures, that is right. So that is one way of understanding. And second is to accept what authorities are saying, what scriptures are saying, what Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, they are saying, how that all these things are right. So we should apply our logic and reasoning in that way. Prabhupada says that it is not that one should not apply one's knowledge in understanding all these things. Without applying our knowledge in understanding the absolute truth, we will not come to the right conclusion. We have to apply our logic, but it should not be just dry logic, just only for the sake of argument. We should not keep arguing. We should argue, but we should argue and come to a proper conclusion that how these things which are written here in the scriptures are right. Not to deny them, but to accept them based on our capacity, and from the scriptures, from the Lord, from the Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. So these people, they do not know the appearance of Supreme Personality of Godhead in this material world is a manifestation of internal energy, is the master of material energy. And this thing has been explained in many places, like Mama Maya, Duratya, Krishna says that this material energy is very difficult to overcome. Mama Maya, Duratya, Mamaya Vaye Prapadyante, Maya Metam Tarantite. So although this material energy, which is very difficult to overcome, anyone who takes shelter of me, Mama Maya Duratya, but Mameva Ye Prapadante, those who take shelter of me, what they do? माया मेताम तरंती थे, दे ट्रांसेंड, दे क्रॉस अवर दिस मटेरियल नेचर. सो ओनली बाय द मर्सी ऑफ कृष्णा वन कैन क्रॉस द इल्यूजन ऑफ दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड. एक्चुअली क्रॉसिंग दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड मीन्स टू क्रॉसिंग द इल्यूजन ऑफ दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड. इट इज नॉट दैट फिजिकली यू आर क्रॉसिंग, फिजिकली यू विल क्रॉस, बट ओनली वेन आवर इंटेलिजेंस हैज बीन रिफाइंड, वेन इट हैज बीन लाइटेंड ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल एनर्जी, वी हैव बीन इनलाइटेंड, दैट टाइम ओनली वी कैन गो बियॉन्ड दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड. इन सिक्स्थ कैंटो वेन परीक्षित महाराज इज आस्किंग सुखदेव गोस्वामी अबाउट द डिफरेंट प्रायश्चित, बिकॉज इन द फिफ्थ कैंटो, वेन फिफ्थ कैंटो इज एंडिंग विथ डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ डिफरेंट हेलिश प्लैनेट्स एंड हाउ डिफरेंट those who have committed different sins, how they suffer in different types of hellish planets. So in there, after this description has ended, so starting of the sixth canto, first chapter, Parikshit Maharaj is asking that you are describing all these things, that person who has committed these sins, so for them it is necessary to go through all these hellish conditions of life, hellish planets, where they will purify themselves. But what is the use of this? Because if the person has committed all this, or he has done these sinful activities, it is seen that he again commits such sinful activities when he has come back to his original position. That means when he has been removed from his sinful reaction, again he commits that sinful activity. So what is the use? So there, Sukadeva Goswami says that this jiva, this living entity, till the time he is in ignorance, he will commit mistake. He will do same mistake again and again. So till the time he is having ignorance, he will commit this. But when he gets knowledge, that time only he will change his course of action. Otherwise, the software is same. What will happen? You just remove the different feeds in that software and now nothing is working. But as soon as some new feeds comes, the software is same. So he will again commit the same activity of enjoying his senses, and in enjoying the senses, he will again commit different sinful activities. So this software has to be changed, which is corrupted. This software is corrupted. Original software is there to serve Krishna. But since this software is corrupted, the living entities again commit the same default action. So here, Parikshit Maharaj is being told that till the time the living entity has not developed this knowledge, he will commit mistake. And what is that activity which relieves one from this sinful action is to awaken the knowledge of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and do devotional service. By that only, the living entity will come to that position where he will no more do any sinful activity. Rather, he will do activities which are pleasing to Krishna. It is not that only he will not do sinful activity. He will go beyond that, punya and piety. He will go beyond that and he will do all the activities which are pleasing to Krishna, which is satisfying to the soul. Because he is doing the activities which are like pouring water on the root of the tree. So in that way, he is helping himself. The living entity is helping himself. So, Prabhupada is writing in that Bhagavad Gita verse that there are many controversies between impersonalist and personalist about the Lord's appearance as human being. But we consult Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, the authoritative text for understanding the science of Krishna. Otherwise, if we keep listening to anyone and everyone, we will not come to right conclusion. People outside who are not just connected to these highest scriptures, they are also having intelligence, they are also applying. And they are also, many times they also reach to a very good conclusion, but many of the time the highest conclusion is missing. For that we have to read scripture, because however we may speculate about these subject matters, our reach will be limited. Will not be come to the vast ocean of knowledge which is available in these scriptures. So to understand that, we have to come to these authoritative with scriptures, and we have to take shelter of these things. Then only we can come to the proper conclusion. If you follow the interpretation of unauthorized persons, then our knowledge will be deluded, and we will be here in this material world for a long, long time. Maybe that's what we are doing for the time, from the time immemorial we are here suffering. But when we apply these things, this knowledge in understanding the mercy of Krishna, then the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or mercy of Krishna, then we actually see that how these things are happening. These things are not humanly possible, and if someone is able to do that, then he is not just simple human being. What we see the example of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, that when he described the Atmaram verse to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and after so many days he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that what you understood, you are not even saying anything, I don't know whether you are understanding or not. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I heard you, but I am not able to understand what you are saying. Because all this, the Atmaram verse itself is so clear, but your description is covering the meaning of that. So he, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya felt offended, and he said, then what do you think about this verse? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained this Atmaram verse in 64 ways. And all different meanings were there. So by hearing this description, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya immediately realized that this is humanly impossible to describe this verse in so many ways. He must be the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. Say Krishna, say Jagan, say Gaur, say Jagannath. So he must be the same person, otherwise it's not possible. And he accepts him at that time that you are Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when we apply our knowledge here in this proper way, that how Krishna is performing all these pastimes, so vividly, so clearly, and all these pastimes are having the touch of human activity and inhuman activity. Human activity is for to attract ourselves in the eternal pastime of Lord, and inhumanly activities are to describe or to establish the supremacy of Krishna, that he is not just simple human being like us. If Krishna just performed the Leela in different incarnations like fish or boar, you will not be able to relate with him so much. But when he comes and performs Leela in a human form, we are able to relate with him so much. So we discuss the most of the Krishna's pastime which has done in Vrindavan, in Dwarka. But we are not discussing so many activities what he has performed in other Leela, like boar incarnation. So all these other Leelas are also same purifying, having the same purifying nature. But when we are able to relate with different pastimes, then we are absorbed more and more in such pastimes. And that is very much purifying. And when we try to understand that Leela, that nature, then we get benefit from that Leela. So Krishna gave all this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita and everything. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he gave the highest, the love of Godhead. He gave the knowledge how to apply this knowledge in our life. And he freely distributed it without considering any qualification of the living entity, that in whichever condition you are, please do devotional service and take this, the highest form of love of Godhead. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes in every yuga of Kali Yuga, but this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who is coming just after this Krishna Leela of Vrindavan Krishna, he is giving the highest thing, the love of Godhead. Other incarnation who comes, they come as Gaur Narayan, they give holy name, but the highest liberation, the highest thing, the love of Godhead is not there. So we worship this Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing us the way how to do this. People say that hum unske nahi hote jo har kisi ke ho jate hain, par hum kaise, hum uske hote hain jo har kisi ke ho jate hain. Krishna is so simple, so sweet Lord, that he accepts everyone. He accepts everyone, and he accepts everyone who is lovingly serving him. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya parekshati. So anyone who simply surrenders to Krishna, simply gives some fruits, some flowers, some simple things, Krishna is very pleased. And Krishna says, I become a property of that person. So we are worshipping that Supreme Personality of Godhead, and if we try to understand the mercy and try to understand the nature of Supreme Personality of Godhead based on the scriptures, then the knowledge will also awaken in our heart so that we can realize Him and ultimately get out of this material world and go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Any question or any comment? Thank you very much. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare.